AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. George Michael's publicist says the singer has died at age 53. Michael rose to stardom with Wham and then enjoyed a long solo career. He also had his own personal controversies over the years. Again, word from his publicist that singer George Michael has died at age 53. Carrie Fisher's mother says the actress is in stable condition following a medical emergency. AP correspondent Violet Ikonomova reports.
Actress Debbie Fisher shared the news on Twitter Sunday. She says the family will share any further updates on Fisher's condition and thank the public for its prayers and good wishes.
Fisher fell ill on a flight Friday and was admitted to a Los Angeles hospital. Residents throughout Utah had a snowy Sunday, including the area near Salt Lake City's airport, where weather officials say more than 8 inches fell, making it the second snowiest Christmas on record. Meanwhile, Greg Gust with the National Weather Service says freezing rain turning into a blizzard should keep a lot of people indoors in the northern plains into Monday.
Rain this time of the year is not a good thing here, and of course, heavy snow we're more used to, but when it kicks in with 35 to 50 miles an hour, as we expect later tonight and tomorrow, that pretty much will lock everything up.
Should Connecticut compensate a prison inmate who was injected with psychotropic drugs against his will? A trial set for January, in which the inmate is representing himself, will decide that matter. Doctors at the Northern Connecticut Institution determined after a hearing in 2011 that the drugs were needed to treat a mental health condition they had diagnosed. According to documents, the inmate was taken from his cell, shackled, and subdued with pepper spray before injections. This is AP Radio News. The Chiefs host Denver in a battle with postseason ramifications.
As a team that no longer leads the AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs find themselves in the same position as Denver, two teams jockeying for a postseason berth. The Chiefs have won each of their four games against AFC West opponents, including an overtime win at Denver on Thanksgiving weekend. But points in the second half have been a problem lately for the Chiefs. A scoreless second half against Tennessee last Sunday proved to be costly. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
More than 300 Coast Guard recruits are being placed with dozens of families in New Jersey as part of an annual tradition known as Operation Fireside. For more than 30 years, the Red Cross has united host families with recruits at the Coast Guard Training Center in Cape May, New Jersey, on Christmas and Thanksgiving. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.